Who sell out in the stores? You tell me who flop. Who cop the blue drop? Who jewels got box? Who mostly Gucci down to the blue drop? The same old pimp. Mace, you know ain't nothing changed but my limp. Can't stop till I see my name on the blimp. Guarantee me and shells call a level up. You don't believe in Harlem World, nigga, double up. We don't play around, it's a bet, lay it down. Niggas didn't know me 91, bet they know me now. I'm the young Harlem nigga with the Goldie sound. Can't no PD, niggas hold me down. Cooler, school me to the game, now I know my duty. Stay humble, stay low, blow like Hootie. True pimp, niggas spend no dough on the booty.
What the fuck is up?
It's your girl, a G.
City boy, okay. City boy, hey. I said he's a city boy.
So I see, so don't like me. Hey.
Why they make you shit in? What you even keep buying? I don't know the rest of the words.
All right, and we are back again for another episode, another week.
How you doing?
Three girls and a gay podcast.
Three girls and a gay.
A gay, gay, gay.
Gay.
On the ones and the twos.
Gay, 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 gay.
That's Rissa on the track.
Hold up.
She took Reese's name this week.
And the do's and the don'ts. The woos and the won'ts.
All right. We have Marissa checking in.
It's your girl checking in. Marissa, Miss Jackson. Whoa.
Whoa.
Okay.
Lady T.
Hey, y'all. Hey.
I may have to pull her off this episode tonight. Just what she don't know.
First of all, it's only
on
7 seconds
track.
Left.
Hey, hey, hey.
Gosh, it's Shelby. Girl. How you doing?
Unless somebody scores.
Okay.
Yeah, the game is going on. You know, Lady T's like a
I'm paying attention.
Sporty spice.
Focus. Like
I can
her.
Walk into gum at the
walk
same
it
time.
Like she talking.
Hey.
Walk
it,
like we could do how's everybody's hey. Week? Marissa, how was your week?
Bad.
Ooh. Oh, shit.
I got stomach virus from my weak husband. I'm just playing. He not weak, y'all. But I got, my husband got sick. He thought it was food poisoning. And so I took care of him. And then I got sick. And then we both died on the couch. He did say we was going to die together. At
they
that point,
again,
I believed him.
Do his part.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So we were sick for days. We missed work. And my mom, shout out to my mother and mother-in-law for coming through with the orange juice, the goody powders, the Gatorades, the waters, the soups, the bagels, everything. They brought everything. So now we're better. I'm cool.
Good. The road to recovery looks good, girl.
Yeah, it was
good for you,
it
baby.
Was a hard
girl.
Road to travel.
Yeah.
You know, I had my license for that one.
You got the license now.
Yeah.
Whoop, whoop.
Whoa.
Lady T?
I had a normal week. Don't look at me like that. I'm paying attention.
Ready.
I was ready.
No, I took it back because she driving the boat. Like, I usually throw out the names.
Baby girl.
She took your spot.
Because I looked at her. She was looking at the TV. So
I was just ready for my name to be called.
And Lady T.
And I'm here. Did I not respond in time?
Ooh.
I responded in a timely manner.
How they do with the DJ in the club? Yo, what's up? We got Lady T in the building. I want two.
What you gonna do?
Lady T, how you doing?
Lady T, how was your week?
I had a good week. It was normal. Ain't nothing really exciting happened. Just one of those average Joes.
Just one of those days.
Yeah.
When I want to be all alone.
Just one of them days.
He said, we sound like Blue from the Temptations.
Do.
All right, Reese back on the track. How
was
your week?
It was a long ass week. I think this week alone, no bullshit, I hit 16 hours of overtime.
Ooh, come on.
No bullshit. It has been long as fuck.
You
but I'm
overtime?
Here. Mm-hmm. Bitch, yes, I'm salary and time and a half.
Coin. Cha-ching.
Hello.
I'm sorry. I didn't think you worked.
Yes. I do sometimes.
Work smart,
you
know. Not
hard.
So do y'all do time and a half, or do y'all do regular pay for y'all overtime?
No, it's time and a half.
So y'all, your entity that y'all do things is completely different, because we usually with the state, with our government contract, we can't do time and a half. When we do overtime, it's regular pay or it's time. So like when
or
I do,
comp time.
Yeah, comp time. I do comp time. So when I work, I get all that time back in vacation hours.
No. I'm time and a half. That check, that shit comes to me. I report it, and it comes to me.
And I ain't gonna lie, I like that time, because that just give me extra days off.
Because, and it works for me. Like, it's different with you. So, when I get so much overtime, because, you know, we get a day a month of annual leave, and
day
then
a month
day and a half of sick time. So, anytime I get overtime, that adds more to my annual leave.
Oh, shit, we just
so,
get
like,
the time.
Right now, I'm sitting at, like, 100 hours alone of sick time.
Yeah.
And then I think I might got 80 hours of annual leave. Mm. And when I work overtime and I take annual leave, it pretty much pushes the annual leave out. So it works. I like it because I get paid and I am, like, my schedule is flexible.
Right.
So last week was very hectic. Like, this week I ain't fucking with them on it. Y'all got that. I'm straight. I'm straight.
Well,
Nubi.
How was your week, girl?
It was emotional.
Did you walk out of the pharmacy on them?
No, not even that. I'm still carrying some baggage I need to let go.
Did you go to therapy?
And I know when I dealt with
When is the last time you've been to
was
therapy?
Was it hard case luggage?
Yeah.
When's the last time you've been to therapy?
I can't tell you that because I don't know when.
So when are you going to start back up?
Next month.
This is the new month, bitch. This
Whoa,
is May.
Whoa, this month just started.
This month just started. This is May. Month?
Because I want to start fresh.
This is fresh. This month has just started. Today's day 5.
Go to Subway.
We've already put a dent in this month.
How?
Because rent hasn't paid, so the month is over.
Going to challenge you to make an appointment with your therapist within the next 2 weeks.
Challenge denied.
Self-care. Self-care and love. You need to see your therapist, bitch.
But, yeah. It was emotional. I'm still dealing with baggage I need to let go. And
I'm so sick of
it sprung up on me this week out of nowhere. Out of one post.
It took you through there.
Stressed out.
But you know what? You did not disappear on us this week.
That's what matters.
Wow. That's growth.
Yeah. I'm trying to deal better with my emotions.
I'm going to leave on all y'all one day.
That's fine.
Yeah, y'all been not saying nothing to me.
That's fine.
I can't promise you that. Okay?
Because everybody here has left, you know.
I ain't going to say nothing.
I mean, see, I didn't leave. I was like cooped up in my room.
Everybody here's
Girl,
left.
Girl, we had to call your job to find you.
No, y'all did it because y'all wanted to.
Everybody.
They collected
we
the
definitely called your job.
They came together and three-wayed me at my job.
Yeah, I'm going to say we definitely called your job.
I'm at work.
To find you.
I'm at work.
Well, we don't know that.
We didn't know that. You didn't even double tap a message to say
like in the afternoon.
Whatever the case may be, bitch.
We had talked to you in days, though.
No, bitch, they don't count.
Nonetheless, anywho,
it's fine.
Y'all have my location now. So
when I disappear, I want to hear
you
shit
can't disappear,
from nobody.
Because the moment
you're the head, not to say the head,
moment
honcho, but you're not the one who does that.
Says,
but
Marissa. I'm going to do it. I'm just gonna leave.
Where the fuck you gonna go?
And I ain't gonna post nothing.
Where you gonna go?
But the moment
I don't care. I can go to Walmart. I ain't telling y'all.
First of all,
I'm not telling you.
If you do that, that's fine. I'll just cut you out later like you did me.
Yes.
Second of all,
I understand.
You not
self-care.
Post
something? No, it's not self-care.
Hello. You not post
Oh,
something.
I can. I can. Trust
I challenge you this week not to post shit.
Challenge. What's the, I need the, something
need to,
in exchange.
Dollar, bitch, we always do dollars.
No.
You owe me four right
okay,
now.
Okay, well, I challenge you $5. $5. Wait, time out.
You owe me $4 right
time
now.
Out.
She has like 17,000 most social media.
Okay, time out.
You can't post on shit.
Okay, so not Raleigh, not nothing, right?
Nothing.
Oh, okay. So you need to talk to Kristen about that because they're going to get very frustrated.
You better send them a group message.
Okay.
You better send them a
group
message.
No, if anybody asks, I'm going to say.
She said she's disappearing. She needs to fall off the face of
I can disappear. That's not a problem.
Just say you're taking a sabbatical.
No,
and but I'm gonna post months. On Facebook. I'm taking it because of a challenge. I hate when people say I'm getting off social media for a while. Who cares?
You're coming back. Yeah. It don't, like if you coming back, it don't matter. I've done it before, but if
I'm
gonna
post
back,
today, hey you guys,
matter.
I'm taking a break. Until when?
I don't know.
A week?
No, not Mother's Day. Can't do it.
Mother's Day is a week, bitch. That's Sunday.
Okay, that's cool. Well, I mean, I thought you meant like literally, like I can't post through Sunday.
No, that's a week from now.
You have Saturday until 11:59.
I can do that.
Okay. Right, moving forward, y'all see how that's in my shine? We have a guest in the building this week on this episode. I'm allow you to introduce yourself. Go ahead and take the floor, do your thing.
Whoop, whoop.
Oh, season greeting. My name
Man,
is Greg.
Man, go on with that keep sweat ass voice.
Right. That nigga's light skinned, guys, by the way. If you can't see, he is light skinned.
Hey, bro, got a beard.
And a fade.
Shiggy said, niggas with beards, they got different rules. He said, you can tell a girl to come here. Hey, commit. He said, if you ain't got no beard, the bitches be like, no, you commit.
I don't want no
smoke. And he light skinned, so he emotional.
Very relaxing.
Ashley's trying to be calm and sensational with this voice.
No,
and
I'm sensational and calm.
Yeah.
I'm just in the background, see?
Singing in the background.
My name is Greg. I'm just in the background.
Okay. Well, we have him here for the conversation at hand. So we're going to start off with an icebreaker. I'm taking
baby.
It way back. So if my sex was still a thing till today, who would be your top 8?
Ooh. What would be you three
Y'all
bitches?
Y'all, duh.
You three bitches would definitely be
you
there.
You three, Rodney, Latresa, Kentra. You said 8?
Top 8.
You're top 8.
Top
Oh, at this point, my mama, because she always on Facebook.
So, what's your top eight?
Top eight.
All right. Your top eight.
So, you three bitches. So, that leaves me what?
Five people.
Five more. My mother. My granny, because she stay on social media. Grams is lit. Who shit, I don't really know. But I definitely know, like, you three, my mama and my granny, for sure.
What about Lil Shadow?
Lil Shadow really ain't active on social media, so that's a waste of a spot. I know what...
I can't wait to
homecoming,
y'all.
Why homecoming?
You getting your shirt?
I'm getting
on
my shirt.
Little Shadow and Rough Rider.
I was like, what?
I'm getting on my shirt.
Let's pray we get that far.
Little Shadow. Girl, bye.
Lady, say, who will be your top eight?
Oh, gosh.
I'm about to shoot her in the face with a water gun.
Super soaked up.
It's been time for a shower, nowhere. So I'll take it.
Nowhere.
Hey.
In two ways.
It's all about... What I allow.
I just was going to shoot her in the face with a water gun. I don't know.
I was responding to Tiana. It's all about what I allow.
Lady, think, what's your top eight?
What's my
top eight? So you got us three.
Yeah. Light skin, my sister.
Your parents.
No, my parents don't do social media.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
They don't know on no freaky website she don't know about.
Right. They funny than a motherfucker right there.
They might be. They sit at home.
They're
all
slingers.
Day and do nothing.
I was about to say, they funny as shit.
The commercial. They're slingers.
So what,
why don't you invite your mom over to sling
sister,
tonight?
What, I got three, got left?
Three Boo.
Rodney.
You got Boo.
She not really on social media no more.
Oh.
Well, when she was. And probably, I don't know, my brothers. Nugget.
Oh, yeah. Darkness.
Darkness. That's eight.
Okay. Who your top eight?
So of course it'll be y'all four.
I would not be in your top eight.
He's trying to be a humble guest.
would not be.
But the fact that they hit me up today was like, all right, cool.
Gee, I'm gonna keep it real.
Be serious.
Outside of y'all four, so I got four left.
Stop! No, you don't have us.
We will not be in your top eight. We just the niggas you hang with.
Y'all in y'all feelings right
Bobby.
Now.
Bobby.
Tasha, Big Reese.
Dwayne.
Can I get my list out? Y'all get it off on me.
That's his vibe.
Because he lied. He started off with a lie.
He just saying that because we all said that.
Save an additional four and then add us to the four. So do 12.
The show ain't long enough, see? So I
got an hour.
I got my old lady. I got Dwayne. I got Maurice. Miguel. Dang, I do got a list.
Right, exactly.
Nashawn,
mm-hmm.
Dresa, my sister. Did I say Dwayne?
Yeah.
All
right. Little brother.
That's it. It's all you have. Yeah, eight.
I can deal with that. Yeah.
Bingo. There you go. And we was not in that.
Bro, you had four in it, bro. Get y'all some feelings.
No, nigga, I'm light skinned right
I'm
now.
Same player, bro. I've been light skinned since day one, G.
Newbie.
What's your top eight, girl?
I wouldn't have a top eight.
Oh my goodness! How the fuck you gonna give us the question and then you not participate?
Y'all give me on MySpace. I never had a
okay, but you have a top eight now.
Now you have a top
so
eight.
So who would be your top eight?
So besides
I had
three.
A dope ass playlist though.
Newbie made my page, baby. Yeah. Newbie was the creator of my page. He had all the logins.
Beyonce, for the top one.
Girl,
would
the people that you really know?
People you know, Newbie. Let's start over.
Giselle.
The people that you really know.
Knows. Carter. Y'all can't take it. It's okay. You know, if I had to move my
girl, the people's house that you can go over without a shout of a doubt, you cannot go to Beyonce's house. Bitch, where she live?
In LA.
Where? Wow. You know Marissa's address, you know Tiana's address, you know mine. Bitch, that's a HIPAA violation. How you going down?
You going down, bitch. It's HIPAA.
I don't want nothing to do with it.
I don't want no dealings.
I'm not responding to that.
I don't have anything to do with that.
I don't know what he just said.
Nobody. That's what I thought y'all talking
about. Maybe that's HIPAA.
No, but I would have y'all. We got three. I would have Serena, Zirconia, Shemaine.
Shalaka, laka, laka.
What's that? Six? Yeah.
Keisha Booth.
Thank you.
Yeah.
What about Nance?
Okay. Yep. If I had a boo, he'd be on there, but they ain't got that. So.
What about Jazz?
Mm-mm.
She do too much.
No. We can't decide if we want to be brothers and sisters every now and then. So.
Okay. That's honest.
No. we need a moment to gather ourselves.
No, right. I'm going to tell y'all what he just said, and there's a reason behind it. So he said, that's a nice shirt. Who made that? Told him made the shirt. He said, your breasts has always been that small. I'm like, well, I had two kids. Can't wait till your wife has another one.
But her titties aren't small.
But no, they not as, I mean, you have children, they're not as fluffy as they used to be.
Oh, they sag, you know?
Yeah, they sag a little bit. That's all right, though. They still fit in my nigga mouth.
Oh, got you, bitch. Got you.
But he was so concerned, like, the face. It wasn't even embarrassing. It was just like, I mean, I was going to tell you why. Like, I mean, I got another kid, so it's another reason I don't want to have no more.
But some of us got this theory that the more kids you have,
theory,
the longer your titties get.
Whoa, whoa. Theory.
Theory.
They drop.
Yes.
Yes, they drop.
Greg, you didn't notice?
I mean, I'm one in. I'm sorry. She got one on me.
Yes. Does your wife breastfeed?
Them days are over, G.
Oh, I don't even
know. I was about to say, yeah, boot titties is.
I was about to say, they just. Yeah.
They just. It's just drop. One is gravity, but two, yeah, once you continue to get breast milk in your, and then it goes away, it's just like it starts to. You know, you ever seen your grandma titties? It's yes. Because
that's
of the.
I don't eat seafood no more.
It's okay. It's well, because of the breast milk that was once in her chest.
Okay.
Yeah.
How
does
seafood
come from that?
I was about to say, where did the seafood come from?
Not gonna take away from the
either okay. Her titties fell in
break
the
it
seafood
down.
Or
her titties fell in the seafood, because that's yeah. All I'm getting.
Oh no, she was making seafood, yeah. And I walked in on her shower.
Ooh,
yeah.
Wait,
fish spaghetti. And I walked in while she was showering.
So she was cooking.
Oh. She was cooking. Yeah.
Oh, that is.
But I mean, but the food wasn't in the shower,
right.
So
that moment.
Everything ran together.
Oh, okay, got you.
Okay.
It all ran into one.
Sorry, take away from the story.
That's why we ask questions here.
It does happen. Tangents do take place. Okay, so moving forward to the topic, main topic of the situation. As we were brought up, we were always taught the American dream.
This is the American dream.
So,
remember when we used to call ourselves
that? Yeah, I was going to say that. You remember we called
somebody else was mad that we called ourselves that?
She wanted to be a part of it.
She's
so bad.
Not important.
My phone just died.
Anybody seen her?
Mm-mm. I did.
Where?
At the nail shop. The last time.
But was that recent?
like last month.
I haven't seen her in.
And she tried to have a friendly conversation with me every time and I put my headphones in.
I just really wish you was a lot meaner than you are. I swear. I wish you would say bitch bye.
I mean, I'm not a rude person, so I spoke.
Nemo.
And then
you
tried
stupid.
To keep with the conversation. And
I mean, she was really sending me text messages as if
she was
a fake number.
Yeah, like she thought she was
like,
somebody
you
else.
You bitches think call yourself the American dream. Y'all ain't shit. Y'all hoes in the all-white party. So and I'm reading the message like, you do not know who this is, right? And then I got a text message from her the very next day from her. Like, hey, I really miss you guys.
And she always calls you by your whole name.
Yes. And I really miss you guys. And I hope that we can talk one day. And I wanted to text like, you do know I know you're the one sending those text messages.
She sent me a long message like that, too. Just wanted to see you okay. I mean, I heard about the whole lupus thing. And then you and light skin. Just seeing how y'all are. Why?
Greg, why are you laughing so hard?
Baby, this is all in, honey. You can keep no secrets back here.
Yeah.
You got to let it out, honey.
It's out there. That's all I'm bringing it all in.
She listening. We know she listening because, baby.
We don't care.
But, yes, I haven't seen her in a long time.
If you are listening, we know that it was you
and
texting us.
We get a bad review. We know it came
because we know it's her. She has no life and she has nothing else to do.
She wanted to sit with us so bad. She did used to sit with us. And then she fucked that up.
Yeah.
So high.
You said free clothes?
Free smoke.
I thought you said free clothes. Yeah. Free clothes.
Bow that ass, touch your knees, touch your tailbones.
Oh, you got so many tangents. All right, we're going to recollect.
Okay, come back. Sorry, I'm sorry.
Bring it back in, thanks. Really, baby.
Bring it back like a DJ.
Period. Period. There's a period after bring it back, okay? Cool. So we're going to go around the table, and you're going to give what you were taught the American dream was.
Got
okay.
It.
Okay.
Lady T.
Don't start with me.
Okay.
Damn.
I gotta think about it.
She ain't never ready.
Mm-mm,
the American dream for what I was taught or what I see it as?
What you was taught first. Like, where were you taught coming up? What was the American dream?
The American dream for what I was taught was you get your education, so you get your degree. This is, I could be as transparent and 100 with you as I can be. Mm-hmm. It was don't have no kids out of wedlock and get your bag.
That's mm-hmm. an American dream I was taught.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. The American dream for us was to, as a black community.
No, your household.
This is what I'm saying. As a black person, this is, nobody told me what the white American dream was. Okay. So the American dream for us was to finish school, go to college, get married, have a family, and get money. Mm-hmm. Like, that was it. Just get money and have a family. Like, I really wanted to be married so bad as a child. Like, I used to play wedding. But yeah, like, in college and stuff, it wasn't like I felt like they're like, oh, I got to be married. But, like, as a kid, yeah. like, my That's granny, yeah, about. I saw that. And I was just like, oh, I want to be married so bad. My husband going to do this. And he going to change the oil like my granddaddy do. Ooh, yeah, I threw rice and stuff. I threw my own rice. I had tissue. I had a train made out of tissue.
All it is like.
And I made my cousins play with me, too. And my cousin, Reggie, one time, he was my husband. Because I ain't one of the other boys my age. You going to be the husband. You don't want to be the husband. You got to be the husband because ain't nobody else a boy, Reggie. And my cousins was the bridesmaids.
Did you have a bouquet?
Yeah, out of tissue. Because we ain't had nothing. Right. And then for the reception, we had the little coffee in the little salsa, but not in the teacup. Cause my granddaddy was using that. We had it in the salsa. We used to drink it out the salsa for the reception.
So you played it was wedding cute. And house and shit.
Mm-hmm. And we took a nap for the honeymoon. Larice.
Oh, gosh. This bitch is dumb. So I was taught, you know, finish high school, go to college, get a job. Like he said, don't have kids out of wedlock, so you know, get married or whatever the case may be. Like buy a home, establish yourself, and then, you know, that's what you want to have, to promote as a family. But that's not what I seen. But that's what I was taught in a sense, because what I seen was kids out of wedlock, or it wasn't that I had the house or whatever the case may be, and we were shacking up and so forth.
She saw drug dealers.
That too, and that's just being honest. Shit, it's what I seen. But I was taught, go to school.
Some people taught that stuff.
Get a house. Get a job. You know, get a job, get a house, or whatever, and build yourself. Like you said, secure the bag and things of that such. But in all actuality, I seen drug dealers as providers and so forth like that. So, newbie girl.
Well, coming from a predominantly white background and upbringing, I was taught that the main goal was to get the house on the hill with the white fence.
Mm-hmm. Pick it.
Yeah, that was the American dream. I came from a broken home, so I didn't really see that in my eyesight. So I took what I was taught from coming around my white friends who had, you know,
both parents,
dog, the cat, the backyard, swing, and all that kind of stuff. So to me, that was the American dream. Like, that once you get that, that's your goal. Like, you've
made it.
So that was my American dream. Like, too.
All y'all's is a little different than mine.
Because you had both parents, right?
I mean, I was taught to stay out of trouble, succeed. If you ain't going to go to school, do something with your life.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it wasn't like, of course they wanted me to get an education, but it wasn't like you had to
do it.
Yeah. Right. But, I mean, of course, you know, no kids out of wedlock, little stuff like that, but that's it.
I think everybody's end goal, though, was money.
Yeah.
I
mean, to have money. Especially when you didn't come from anything. Like, when your family didn't have anything for real. Yeah, like, that was definitely the end goal.
Speaking of it, like, and it's just, it might be a sidebar or whatever the case might be. Like, when I see people who are real flashy and shit like that.
Braggadocious.
And yes, braggadocious. In my mind, the
boy she
like. First thing is like, no, I do not. In my mind, it's like, you ain't never had shit.
Yeah,
nobody taught you how to have anything. Versus me, you know, I didn't have the best of the best, but my parents weren't struggling or things like that.
You could tell someone who was spoiled as a child, which is fine.
And somebody who didn't have nothing
because of something. Usually, not everybody, but usually somebody didn't have nothing. Boy, that Gucci belt gonna show.
Man.
Every outfit gotta be posted and
tuck
gotta
it
be
in.
This, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it's just like, that shit is irritating. And at some point, if you think about it, when do you become humble within yourself?
And
yes, you didn't have a lot, but when within yourself do you
And I've seen people
humble?
Who are seriously spoiled and you wouldn't even have, you know, you wouldn't even know that they family. Like, for instance, Brittany, you remember Brittany? Last name starts with an H. I just saw her today on Instagram. You might not remember her, but her aunt, she had a bigger sister. I forgot her sister name already. And her sister had Benzes. You don't remember them?
Yes.
Okay. One of the sweetest people you'll ever meet. And you would never know.
First of all, like they had both had Benzes, but
besides that, but I'm saying like she didn't dress,
but she didn't act different.
You know, she used to wear holy jeans and t-shirts and a cardigan. She dressed kind of like the white folks, the white people. You know.
Yeah.
And then I didn't know how much money that her family really had until like I went to their house one day and I was like, wait, whoa. What do your parents do? Yeah. But I love people. Like, she would be like, let's just go to, like, Wendy's and get, like, a
Four.
Yeah, well, it wasn't out then, but. Yeah, like, she was real. She's still real humble. Huh?
They know the worth of a dollar.
Yeah, like, she's still, because her family came from it, so she didn't act like that. And then you meet somebody that's out here trapping, and, you know,
they get $1,000, and they
$1,000
there. Yeah. No, that ain't how
Fucking time back.
That's differently.
So
but
do y'all believe, like, in the American dream, or do you?
Everybody's American dream is different.
No, not anymore.
You paint your picture of what's yours.
Take it for what it is. Do y'all believe in the American dream?
No. Because I take it for what I make my own scope of what.
Because
it
I don't
is.
Feel like that's. I still enjoy marriage, like that part. But I used to think like you had to be rich to be happy. But the reason that's a good reason why I say that. I'm not gonna say no names, whatever. And I'm pretty sure she's gonna know who I'm referring to. And I'm not trying to tell her business or anything, but. Money don't mean happiness because I know some. Mm-hmm. I know people with a lot of money who still have a lot of issues. Yeah. You know, it might not be the same issues
they
as
got
me.
More issues than
you know, they. You know, it may not be. Maybe completely. And here I go thinking, I'm like, damn, I wish I had that kind of money. But you know, this part of my life is good. Or you know, it might be something that they're going mm-hmm. through. But they got all this money, but they're still going through. I used to think that like when you had money,
you had
no problems.
What problems should you? I used to be like when I see people going through, right? But I didn't believe that. Like I know the song says that. I mean, when I thought about that, when like P. Diddy and them said whoever. Is it?
Yeah.
When they said, I thought they meant like females or something like that. I didn't think they meant, because I used to be like, when people go overdose, I'm like, you're a millionaire and you're
overdosing on drugs.
Like, I'm confused. I'm broke and I ain't overdosing on drugs. You think that, shouldn't I be the one? Should I be the one in my room? Truth is I'm like, should that be me? Should that not be me? No, for real. I'm just saying. I never understood how you could be having millions of dollars and get whatever you want to be in
and
there.
And you going crazy.
Stressed out. And
going
like,
through it, like, going through it. But that's just life in general. Like, right. I always use the philosophy, you never know what a person is going through. Rich, poor, or whatever it is, they got their own internal struggles or their own struggles. And you never know. I can smile all day. And be beat down on the inside. They got millions of dollars. Shit, Kate Spade, goddamn, she committed suicide.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So it's just everybody had, like, I just like, you know, that person has their problems. They got a lot of money, but they have their problems. I have my problems, and I don't have a lot of money, but, you know, we all got problems.
We all go through it.
So there is no, at this point, I don't feel like there is an American dream. I don't know. I mean, there's somebody out there that's probably stupid rich and stupid happy, but, I mean, hey, that's one in a.
You go how you go. You deal with it how you deal with it. You evolve how you evolve. So, for example, shit, you might get your kids in your house before you get your husband. And your, you know what I'm saying? Like, different things like that are your success. Or you might be successful. Yeah.
You might
and you may not
stuff.
Get a husband till you 50. You may not get a kid until you can't have kids, so you adopt a kid or whatever the case may be, but you will still achieve your philosophy of what an American dream is. But like you said, like, societal norm of American dream is out the window in a sense to me as well, because everybody goes at their own pace. You know, like, oh, I'm 25, I have to do this. At 30, I got to be doing this. 35, by 40, I got to have this and I got to do that. But shit, the things you want to have at 40, you can have at 30. Yeah. The things you want to have at 40, you might not get till you 60. Yeah. Shit, you know what I'm saying? It's just everybody evolves differently, and people have to understand you can't be keeping up with the Joneses when you really not Jane shit.
Everything
you
don't go in order
to keep
like
up with the Jacksons.
Because you are a Jackson, bitch.
That's the point.
And y'all answer this question, like, but I kind of want to go deeper into it. So do you feel like the American dream is beneficial to the black community? Do you feel like it hindered us, or like it bettered us?
Hindered us. I feel like we...
Keeping up with the
considering,
Joneses.
Considering, I mean, what we literally came from Africa, right? Technically.
Yeah.
I don't think money was in Africa. I don't feel like, not to say, okay, let me stop. Because clearly there's kings and queens and stuff like that.
Right.
I just don't see, I don't feel, I don't know if I don't know if money is such a big issue there.
Like how it is.
Yeah, like I feel like if it wasn't for, I'm going to be honest, I feel like if it wasn't for white people, a lot of everything would be different. Money wouldn't be such a big deal because
it was but the crazy thing about it though, the white people, money ain't a big deal
to them.
It ain't. But that's because they white. Nothing to them.
I think black
deal.
People we have to achieve a certain goal of, oh, I've made it, or this is what I'm doing. And it's not a flashy type thing, but we have such
like
a standard and a stamp
because what white people do is, or what the world does is, for a black person, she's fast for a black person. She's the first black person to do it. She's nice for a black person. Her is pretty.
Everything
is for a black
person.
Yeah. No matter what it is, she's the. To this day, we still the first black person to do this. Damn, we still first black person stuff? Like, damn, I thought we did everything. Like, that's right. First black person to, for instance, the race car person, what they were talking about yesterday, he was the first one in 40 years. I'm like, then we still first black people and shit?
Yeah.
Yeah, because, I mean, it's, that light's not shine to us. And I'm speaking from my viewpoint. The black dream for American, like, black American is... Like, the flashy goes, being a trap, being a baller, being a rapper.
The
like,
flashy stuff.
That's
City Girls for the 305.
I mean,
being on a platform to be seen and known.
Trying to get flued out.
Not necessarily for your intellect.
But just
the ability to
bring,
do
like,
things.
Entertainment is what the black community is.
And that's
the American
true.
Dream. So when it comes to, like, people want to do NASCAR. Just like I found out, black people play polo. I mean, I just found this out. Like, they really playing polo, and they are being announced for it. That's the lights not shine. On us, like, we don't get that inside. We have to go.
That's how it is with hockey.
And then when we do search for it, because
they need a black
late.
Hockey player for the Preds.
Yeah, I mean, it's black hockey players all over. But no one knows about it because we're so conformed to, I gotta be an NFL player or NBA player, or I gotta be a rapper.
I was about to say those three. You have to be, and you know, like, it's so funny that you said that because, and I've encountered a lot of white people in my life. You know, me and Newbie grew up together, so predominantly white. It's either black people know how to play sports. They dance, they cook.
We're entertainment.
You know, so it's entertainment thing. It's not that we, it's not for our intellect, it's for our ability to
entertain. But the thing about it, it starts as a child because your mother
puts you in that life.
Hoping, because she wants better for you. Right. She wants your family to get out of here. My son, let me try to get him in some sports so that he can get a scholarship. Or they want you to go to college because they know they might not be able to afford it. So hopefully,
let me get you
a scholarship because, you know, white people ain't worry about that. They just,
I mean, but that's other means,
you know,
like
go to school, do what you
want to
do.
Right.
Stay for 18 years.
It's
I
not
can.
That we, I think sometimes we are really frowned upon for our intellect. Because if you look at it statistically, for black women are the highest rated in education for college and so forth like that. Black women are more, you have more black women in college and in things like that than you do white people or things like that. Okay, muscle Greg, it's okay. But it's just, I think as a society, we don't brag or boast so much about the black intellect as the whites do. And they brag about it and boast about it differently than we do. But like you said, if you don't have the car, the gold, this, the bill, and all this other stuff,
You ain't
looked at.
Yeah.
Bitch, I'm on the D's list every semester, and I got straight A's or whatever the case may be. But you don't see that. But if I drive a Benz and shit like that, you gonna see that on campus.
Right.
That's so.
Knowledge.
Greg, what do you think?
I grew up in a different situation. I grew up in a predominantly rich black area. So
yeah,
I'm in
your house.
I got money.
A large.
I grew up with the Walkers, the Hodges, the Cheeks, the Pippins, the Kellys.
These are
like
prestigious last name.
I grew up around black money.
Yeah, he did, and I can vouch for you. I can vouch for you. I didn't know that when I met him. So he one of them people.
And I don't brag about that shit. Y'all know me from day one. You meet me, it's hello. I greet the janitor. How I greet the CEO.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't play that shit. That's how my folks taught me.
Right.
Excuse my language. Won't be. And so, where it comes from, as far as, like, how are we going to move as a black people, I was brought up in that shit, like, us as a black folks, we got to move as a unit. We got to support each other.
Yeah.
And we got to move with each other. If one down, you pick them up.
Right.
If one up, you don't clown them for that shit. You don't be like, oh, they getting it, but they did this.
Yeah.
That ain't how I was brought up.
Or they bougie, or they
and then,
yeah.
And if you know me, you know me. If you rock with me, I joke about this every day. I'm neighborhood GP.
Yeah.
If anybody rocking me, I rock with you. I don't play no bullshit. If I love you, you love me. And so when it came to just as far as us as a black people, my mother humbled me day one. Yeah, we got it, but it could be taken away in 2 seconds. Yeah, your friends, they out here, they driving these Benzes, they driving these Mercedes, they driving these Porsches. But you ain't did nothing to get that. So
I did it.
So one thing my parents did to me that humbled me, I'll be 100 with you. My mother took all my clothes from me. She gave me 3 pair of jeans, 2 white t-shirts. Said, make that work through a school semester.
You was D4L, wasn't it?
You had Fabo, you had your white shades on.
Hey, that's the thought outfit now. Jeans and a white tee.
Easy.
I love
that. And so I had to be able to move through my rich friends and be able to bump elbows with them, then bump elbows with the folks who ain't had shit. And that taught me a lot.
Yeah.
Because
that's a humbling experience.
And so, and my mother always taught me, she's like, you're gonna have friends and you're gonna have folk home tell you, we ain't your friends, but we laughing at you.
Yeah.
And so from that, I had friends who, brothers, fathers, played in the NBA. I had friends, fathers who was governors, mayors, they were lawyers, all this. My folks came from blue collar, but we were able to bump elbows with everybody. So one thing I was taught was like, all right, you can get it out the mud, or you can laugh at the folks in the mud. But you're going to respect the folks in the mud. That's the one thing I always been about. The American dream to me, you work hard, get it.
Be respected.
Be respected. One thing my grandma always taught me, manners maketh the man. I say yes, ma'am, no, sir, to anybody.
Yeah.
Regardless, you're older or younger than
right.
me.
I do too.
Me too. Somebody got mad at me for
they
doing that. I'm
mad.
Just like, it's just
it's
how, it's
how
it was brought up.
You know what? I don't know if they really got mad. They get mad.
Well,
mad.
It wasn't mad, but he was just like, don't call me,
way.
Sir.
I felt some type of way when the boy that hit my car, the TSU boy, he said yes, ma'am. I said, damn. And I said, oh, my God, become one of those people. But I think I get it now because it's like, I don't feel like a ma'am. But then when he was serious.
Yeah.
Like, he was, ma'am, I'm so sorry, ma'am. I said, ma'am.
Oh, it's you. And, you know, I work with kids and they'll say, yes, ma'am. No. And I don't feel that I'm that, you know, far in age from them. But somebody taught you that level of respect to have, regardless of what you're going through or how you live your life. Like, I've dealt with the roughest of the roughest kids. But they still, no ma'am, yes ma'am, no sir, yes sir. You know what I'm saying? It's, you don't got to man me, miss is cool, or you know what I'm saying, or whatever the case may be. But like he said, it's a level of respect that you were taught, regardless of what you do in life, that's how you were taught. So it's just, the American dream, I think it should be reevaluated.
And I was about to bring it, so now that we've come to this point in our lives, to where we can know, like, the American dream don't benefit us. If you had to reconstruct it and then sell it to someone, how would you do it?
It'd be individualized, if you ask me.
I mean if it had to be general, it would be happiness
at the end of the
day. I
wouldn't
put so much emphasis on college.
Oh,
yeah.
We talked about that.
I'm big on that.
One thing I hate is that you tell an 18-year-old, choose what you want to do for the rest of your life.
That
you
18?
Yeah. That you're going to say for the next 4 years.
Yeah.
I think that's just the craziest thing in the world. I switched majors 3 times.
I've known people who continuously change majors and stuff like that, and it's just like, I came into college and this was cool, and then I got to start doing classes and I didn't realize this was cool, so I went here and I went. I'm still trying to figure.
You're still trying to figure
out and what I want to do.
And I'm like, schools. I mean, of course, my mom didn't push me to go to college, whatever. She wanted me to, because she, in retrospect, that's what everybody said, like, that was what better for us.
Right.
But schools don't teach you, like, when me and Roddy just had this conversation, schools do not teach you, like, y'all go to college, but you may not get the job that you went to school for when you get out.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Unless you go to school for another 8 years, or you internship.
Unless you're a nurse,
and
a doctor.
That's not even guaranteed now in this market.
It's
because kids are graduating from pharmacy school, nursing school, doctor, like, and they
these programs
no
are, like, 18 months.
Of jobs. Like, I know 2 kids who just graduated from pharmacy school.
No job.
Knees deep in debt from pharmacy school and have no job.
I have a friend now, and she told us how much she owes. I mean, take in mind, she's about to make some really good money. I'm not going to tell you the exact amount.
But it's the principal that you owe.
six digits, way up six digits. I said, wait, what?
You just gotta get there first.
Wait, you don't allow what? We were talking about this today at work, and it's one of the Jackson State. Oh. I think that's what we were talking about. Mm-hmm. I think that was the school. They had lowered their out-of-state tuition, lower damn near than their in-state tuition, just to bring the pool of out-of-state students into their school. Because when you think about it, like when I was at TSU, in-state tuition might have been $10,000 a year.
Out of state
was $28,000-$30,000. So you think about it, like you got motherfuckers going in debt 1 year in college, and you want me to come here for 4 years?
Yeah.
It's crazy. And then TSU, I can't say has evolved. If you live or you're from so many miles,
yeah,
or whatever,
it's like
case
300
may be,
miles, I think
you'll get in-state tuition.
I mean, you can
go
for free.
Like that.
You can go for in-state.
Yeah. And so, like, I want to say it's Jackson State University. We were talking about this morning. They had lowered it all the way down to like $500 to pull more students in, because if you think about it, college, it's a bit, at the end of the day, it is a business, and it is expensive. It's, you know,
it
I undergrad, mortuary school, grad
right.
school,
pulling,
college is expensive, but I'm gonna go to school for 4 years and then I get a job in my field.
I got nothing.
Then
and
what?
I think, and this is a far tangent, I think the first 2 years of college for anybody in state
should be free.
Should be free, because I'm going
it allows
this,
me to figure out
what I need
do.
To do, where I'm going, because I can pay all this money the first 2 years, and then once I'm changing
like
my
it,
major.
Yeah. And then your first 2 years
over.
Is them like core
that's
classes.
That's what I'm saying.
So and they ain't even got nothing to do
at
with
least,
your major.
At least the first year. At least so you can see this is
the feel
this
of college.
Even where
general.
I want to be.
Yeah. Right.
This is where I want to be.
Teach you time management.
But
learn how to
me
be
and Riley, I'm telling KD and Riley, if they do not want to go to college, that
it's
okay.
Okay.
And it's not like I said, it's not like my mama said you had to do
yeah.
it. I could have went to the Navy. I could have did anything. I wanted to go to college because nobody in my family had went to college.
Go
and I'm just like,
get
this is taking my, I loved
you
it.
Go to trade
but if I had known better, I would have done something else.
You go to trade school for 18 months and make more money than a person that went to school 4 to 6 years in college and got a bachelor's degree off an associate's.
Yeah. But
easy.
It comes from the fact that we lack the knowledge of that. We know this
now.
Because
yeah. if I knew
through,
then.
Yeah. If we knew that back then, I'm pretty sure there have been different routes.
I think
for
that's
us.
Why they implemented
right.
the 2 years of community college.
Yeah,
but
like
you notice that came the year after maybe you graduated
yeah.
high school, that they implemented two free years
yeah.
of.
Community college.
Where was that when I was in school? When
it
you was in
there.
School? When you were, because that would have saved us a lot of
yeah.
time. Because think, community college, I could have been a cosmetologist. I could have done automotives. I could have been a computer
engineer. And I'm not
going
to say I wouldn't have went to college.
Tech.
I would have
been
done
smarter
things
about
differently.
It.
Yeah.
Been more mature.
Yeah. I would have been more mature. I would have honestly, I would have got a full-time job. I would have worked the entire time I was in college and saved that money to pay that shit
right
back.
Right, right.
But I didn't
yeah.
know. You know, I'm
right.
thinking like, well, I got a refund. I go to NEI, go to the mall, get some shoes.
$5,000 a semester.
And yeah, that's what I'm saying. I would have literally, if you think about it, it's $5,000 a semester, $10,000. You make that more in a full-time
in a year.
Job. You
yeah.
could have literally paid your own college.
Yeah.
You could have still worked
teach
full-time.
Us
you could have went to school
that.
Like for a certain amount of hours and still, or even could have worked part-time
and
still, I would have put that money up instead of me. I just thought, you know, oh, when I pay it back one day, I didn't know what student loans was really look like
yeah,
later.
Yeah,
I like, you know, you're yeah. like, oh, it'd be like $50 a month or something. I'd be good.
I got an email talking
where's
about
our
so
money?
If you don't renew your payment plan, your
Girl.
Payment will be $948.
Oh, yeah,
they're
trying to take mine up
July
to like $700.
Maybe.
No, ma'am.
Who? That's
how?
What I'm saying.
Not
where?
Paying it.
I wish I had known. I've obviously wanted to go to school, went to HBCU because that was the best experience of my life. Like,
that was
yeah.
the
best
experience
y'all.
Of my life, hands
I wouldn't
down.
Have experienced the bands,
I can say
the flag football. The intramural, I wouldn't have experienced none of that.
But
I would have not just been partying all the time.
And hanging out.
I would have been like, whoop, gotta go work. I mean, I worked, but I would have saved a lot more money.
I didn't do that. I didn't have that mindset, I kid you not.
Or took
my
refund
junior,
and put it up.
Senior,
yeah.
Yeah, see,
junior,
I didn't get a
senior.
Refund until junior year.
Oh, no, I got that whole every year back.
And mom hit that account. I said, ooh.
But
my
I can't
mom and
say,
was paying, that
I made
was paying
my
mine out of pocket.
I made my refund last the entire semester, but I didn't have the mindset to work and do everything else until my junior and senior year of college, when I should have had that same mindset at least sophomore year.
Yeah. If you I had that? A, cause we got like what, $2,000 a semester? I mean, a semester for refunds, something like
what?
That.
What living?
I literally
ain't
had
no bills.
About over $12,000-$13,000
refund money.
Me too.
I should have put.
That
I should have
put back.
I wasn't thinking about. I'm 18 years old. You put $2,000. I ain't never had $2,000. What? It's like Candle in the mall picking up shit. Just,
ooh, yes.
Give me that.
Ooh,
hang it. Give me that.
Finish
line.
Gotta have it. Look, I was in my stupid day, so I had a crush. And then he was like 4 years older than me to convince me to buy him some shoes from Finish Line. I didn't even say his name.
He's still
my homie. But I was like, ooh, y'all, I'm going to buy him some shoes.
But we didn't know no better.
And
didn't
nobody teach us that. As time progressed, there's so much more out there where money could be made. Because if back in high school, social media was as big as it was now,
ooh, but we'd be rich.
I'd be up there. I really would. But we didn't have that. So I think as time progressed,
the platform.
I don't think college would be as big as it was to us back then. I think that there's going to be other routes for kids to take. So to revert back to my question, if I had to sell the American dream to someone, I guess coming from my gay community, I don't know how.
I would just tell you, whatever you do, make sure that you are happy.
I would say put yourself first.
Yeah. Put yourself, be happy in it. So if it's you don't want to go to college,
I was telling them to live.
Just live life.
That's being you being happy. Yeah. Like for example, I have a little brother. We have two little brothers. We were all raised in the same house by the same parents. We are three totally different people.
Yeah.
One of them is I don't even know the black sheep. The other one is knocking on the door to being a black sheep, and then you have me. And it's just like, how did you not follow in my footsteps? But at the same time, the black sheep is happy with the shit that he's doing. Shit, I ain't no black sheep, but I might be brown. I don't know.
Maybe you the black sheep because they are like.
I'm adopted, goddammit. I was adopted.
I'm just asking, but if you're the different one, I think that you're the.
I was adopted. But at the end of, like, the middle child. Regardless of what he happy within himself and the things that he's doing. So I would just say the choices that you make, as long as that you can account for them and you're happy within them, that's your American dream.
Yeah.
And how you achieve that is all on you. Yes, get your bag. And if education is something that you like, get your education. If it ain't the education, make sure at least own something. I would say that. Own something so you can say that is mine. Right. That is yours.
My only insert to my community was B is just you're always going to be a minority of a minority.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we got it just as bad.
You
got
to do more.
As y'all. And then, like, we got it bad as just a black man. Like, it's hard. So I would, like, tell them to always work three times as hard to get what you want. Because it can be taken.
Use what you got to get what you want.
Some of us got to use what we got
and
to
get. And even then,
we
ended up dead in the backseat of a truck. So we really can't use what we got.
Yeah.
We can abuse for it.
Teach their own.
So I'm just saying, I would tell people just like work three times as hard because you are always going to be a subcategory.
You're always under the microscope.
Category.
Yeah.
Facts.
That's true.
Facts.
I would just tell people do what makes you happy and not what society says is right.
And not worry about what other people think.
And that's a lot of our, I was about to say, that is a lot of our guilt that we are worried, regardless of how bad, I don't care what nobody thinks, but we're still worried about what someone, even if it's our circle of friends, regardless how we say, I don't pay her no mind, but we still are concerned and we worry about how that friend feels about us. So if we as a society could really just get away with not caring what the next says, you might get a little, you might get a little further. But then again, I mean, that's just, some people how they are.
I touched with that today. Like even when I'm like thirst trapping, I'm like, ooh, what are they gonna think?
Bro, you stay thirst trapping. I can't believe
I don't care about nobody.
That's what I'm
about. In your small shirts.
Let me try. But that is a society fault at that, caring what the other people think. And sometimes like they may have so much to say, but they got so little going on.
You ain't got a pot to piece in or a window to throw it out of. That's my mother would
that's
say.
True.
That's some country shit right there.
That's what my mom said.
Do stuff for you.
Country.
It's all about why
you. Wear what you want to wear. Do what you want to do.
Say what you want to say. Because we sure do.
Say what I want to say, nigga.
Fuck
can I say
nigga?
You did. Can I say that?
Yeah.
That
how
many quarters is that?
We left that out. That was a couple weeks ago.
I got a potty pot.
Are we done with that?
Yeah, we done.
Couldn't say the N-word.
We couldn't say it for a week.
We couldn't say it for a week.
For Black History Month, son?
No.
No, it's
because
it's
the word that's used
so much.
No
way
supposed to
say
it.
I can respect that.
Yeah.
Did you let go of a child?
Nigga.
Yeah, I only said that
four
quarters today.
Okay. I got a quarter. I'm good for a quarter.
Yeah.
All
right. So, any more viewpoints? Have to say about the American dream?
Just live your life.
Yeah.
That's what it's my advice. Live your life.
And vote.
And not be.
Don't vote.
Oh, no.
We ain't gonna.
Once again, live your life.
Speaking of, season two is going to be very hard-hitting politic, but also I need you guys to like.
Ooh, girl, ooh. That's not really not my strong
point. But Greg's like, he ready. Like, he said, okay.
If it's just me and Greg on Greg. The mic, then so be it.
I'm with it. Greg's like, okay.
Three girls,
a gay and a guy.
I was shoving this at two girls.
I mean, I work with older white people, and that's kind of like exactly all they talk about.
Somebody asked me, why do you call him that? I said, it's always been that way.
Because I do want us to shine. If we do have that platform, we need to shine light on it. Right. Because that's another thing that we don't have. Yeah. In our communities, we don't have people like
politics
because we hate it.
It's true.
It's a thing that's there. So if we can get just a little bit, if somebody's for us,
then who can be against us?
Right. So I do want it's not like to, a rap and it's movie. Not gonna be like every episode will be political, but
right.
Did you bring your fact?
What fact am I supposed to bring?
Lupus awareness.
I got facts. I mean, what you want me to say?
Well, I mean,
we don't know. Right. We don't got lupus.
We're shining light. Hair go blonde.
Who said that? Make your hair go blonde.
He's so childish.
If you just want to shed a little light.
May is Lupus Awareness Month.
What's the color?
The color is purple. May 10th is like the Lupus Awareness Day. So if you want to wear purple on May 10th, that's like a day of representation.
Is there a walk this month?
I haven't. I've been trying to look for one.
I saw that. I think D. Wilson were in one in Houston.
In Houston, I seen
like
that.
5K run or something like that.
I was about to say, didn't he just finish that?
Now,
maybe
if you
want to
do a walk, I will do that for that.
I'll walk. I ain't going to run, though.
I'll run.
Shout out to you and Tiana. Y'all can run.
I guess I can say a little bit about it. If people don't know, it's an autoimmune disease. So it affects your immune system.
I was saying immunity.
What?
It can affect other things like, you know, your organs, your skin, muscles, bones.
So how did it affect you personally the most?
Affect me well. Apparently, I have the worst one, systemic lupus. So that one, it. When I first got diagnosed, it affected everything.
Right.
Walking up a flight of steps was the worst thing ever. I got so tired from... Because if you know me, I ran a lot. I couldn't do that. My hands would swell up to the point where I couldn't do this. Okay. My elbows would swell. Muscles would swell. Knees would hurt. I would feel like an old person. I would get tired just from walking from here to my car.
Right.
Let's see. You can get rashes. So I got like, when I first was going through it, I got rashes on my body. And you can also lose hair. Went through that phase. And... Oh, it's just a couple different stuff.
Is it genetic?
I got a question.
No, what's it's that? Not genetic.
Okay.
They don't know what's the cause of it. Okay. It just kind of comes.
What advice would you give to somebody young who just got diagnosed with lupus?
What's considered young? Just in general.
In general.
It's
like preteen.
I don't know. Like, my first thought would be don't let it overwhelm you. Like, because it's gonna come off, it seem hard at first, but it's something that you can get through. It's something that you can live with. It's just gonna be hard during the first part because, I mean, it's new. You don't know nothing about it. Like, I knew nothing about lupus.
Yeah.
I've heard of it, but I didn't know nothing about it. So just reading up on it, like, just you can get through it.
Yeah.
It's not something that's like, I mean, it's life-threatening, but it's not something you can die for unless you just really don't take care of yourself.
Does this sound okay to say? I don't know if this situation might be good, but, like, when I'm, like, really stressed out about, like, saying it's something like money or it's anything, then I have to stop and be like, okay, it could be worse. Is that something that can be said in that situation? Because, I mean, you could be dead. You know, you could wake up and not be here and not wake up dead.
Yeah, I mean, it could be.
Yeah. Is that something you can tell me, like, look, it could be worse. There's people out here who... on their deathbed, or it's people who are just, you know, live your life and try to take care of it as best as you can.
Yeah. I mean, it's different stuff. Like, different stuff can trigger a flare. So it's mainly about taking care of yourself.
Right.
So it's just like I can't be out in the sunlight for too long because it might make me get a rash and I'll get sick.
Right.
I can't overexhaust myself. I'll get sick. I can't, like, that's why I never really stressed out about stuff in the first place. But if I stress out too much or get worried about something too much, I'll flare, I'll get sick.
Right.
Like, little things can make me sick. So it's just, you really got to have, like, a calm
sensei about yourself.
Like, woosah all the time.
Yeah. Explains a lot.
So it just all depends. I mean, you have other ones that's not as bad. Like, you just have skin lupus where you just get rashes. So it's different types.
See, I didn't know it was. I thought it was just, I wanted you to quit. Like,
no.
You got it. Like, I didn't know it was over.
Yeah.
Learn something.
Educate us, girl. That's why we are here.
Right.
Gang,
gang. Gang, gang.
In this beach.
Period.
We gonna bring it
blue
to
face, baby.
Trying to get to it. That's every woman's fantasy.
Yeah. All right, so we're going to conclude this episode.
Bring it back and throw it
with our
on goals game
of the week. We're gonna start with our guest. Greg, do you have a goal for the week?
But Seth's trying to bust down Tatiana over here.
My
with
goal
dance
for the
move.
Week.
Bust it down. Okay.
Relax, G.
Gang, gang.
My goal for the week is to be a better husband.
All right.
A better father. A better friend.
Yes, good a stuff. Better friend.
Good stuff.
I'll be real with you. I ain't been a good friend.
I cussed him out on the elevator.
We win some, we lose some. And my last thing was to be a better me.
Okay.
Keep it moving from there.
Okay. You're going to do all of this in a week?
In a week.
I can do it all, baby.
There's always that one.
If he does the Dougie.
If anybody can do it, I can do it.
That's just, you know, more.
There's always that one.
Hey, he said he's going to do it in a week. My nigga going to do it in a week.
I'm not gang. I'm just asking.
You don't stop calling yourself pretty, nigga. Bow-legged.
People are still bow-legged.
He's bow-legged. Have you not seen him? Have you not seen him walk?
Have you always been this confident? Because when I met you, you wasn't like that.
I got my confidence in eighth grade. Her name was Alicia.
You know what?
She
did she take
past
your virginity?
Me at the bus stop. No.
Oh, okay.
We're going to get on the mic about that.
What did he say?
We're not going to get on the mic about
no,
that.
No, what did you say?
I asked if she take his virginity.
Okay.
Young lady named Alicia. She walked past and said, "You're going to be something." And I said, "You damn right." Yeah, I've been rolling.
Boy,
light skinned niggas be like.
Can I get 1, 2, or 3?
He was ratchet freshman year of college. Yeah, his freshman year of college. He was freshman.
Are we here to shame the man or uplift?
Yeah.
I don't
owe him any uplifting. We go back too far.
Really?
Okay. And moving on.
What?
Oh gosh, what just happened here?
What is
happening?
Strength on y'all. Lord have mercy.
All right. Oh, gosh. I'm
drunk. Rissa, what would be your goal for the week?
To get a certain position that I'm applying for.
Whoop.
And or to willing really to blow out the interview.
Okay.
But if I don't get it, it's okay. I'm going to keep trying. Yeah. I'll never give up on situations like that.
Right.
And I would say to not post is my goal, but I'm going to do it. So
go ahead and give me my $4.
I don't think it's a fair challenge, but keep moving forward.
Why do you think it's... Wait, what do you mean?
I don't think it's fair for you to, like, strip you of posting, like... Because it's not like you overpost. I don't know.
I just always post.
I don't know why it's a challenge, but... You
know. I don't know. That's a good question. She said it was a challenge.
How do we get there?
Because... Oh, because I said I'm going missing and I post. And it sounds like, not post.
Oh, you said you were going missing. That's right.
Not post. But this is the thing. If I'm going missing, then I'm not going to post.
I'm going to Vegas.
What?
That was this week.
That was this week.
She was supposed to be there this week.
Right.
She was supposed to be there. Like,
yes, I don't
want to
talk
right
about
now.
It. I don't
know. Okay.
Yes.
Not bad.
But yeah. I wouldn't post if I was going missing. Because then y'all would see it.
So I was about to say, when I go missing, I don't.
Let me say he doesn't think it's a fair challenge. What would be a fair challenge for me?
Shit, I don't know. I feel, in all honesty, and I don't care how anybody takes it, I feel like you can, anything that is thrown at you,
oh,
you
for
can
sure. If you're challenging me to do something.
But it's not even a challenge in general. I just feel, and you're right. Like, in all actuality, you're one of my strong friends. So I feel like whatever is thrown at you, regardless of what it is, you can tackle it and overcome it.
Y'all, this old lady that walked by here and was staring at Greg.
So this motherfucker right here, like, hey, grandma, and she like, shit, waving. Greg, focus.
I was just down by the window. Y'all was loud, boo.
She was loud looking at him. You didn't see her looking at him?
I really was a big
Greg was a piece.
Okay. Just like the Cokes. If I cannot drink a Coke for 40 days, I can stay off social media for a week.
Ooh, bitch, that 40 days is rough for her.
So do I still got to do it, or is it still a challenge, or do I need to?
I don't know.
It's whatever you want to do, baby girl.
I mean, it's up to you. Maybe I cannot tone it down.
I don't think you overpost.
Because that's what I'm saying. I post this podcast.
You post Riley.
Yeah, I post the baby.
Might post you.
I haven't even been posting myself as much lately.
So it's not
since
that
I had Riley,
post,
I have not posted myself
so
that much.
You said you're going missing. All right, so go missing.
Yeah,
to me, like me and Nubian are saying, when I go missing, I'm nowhere. No one can track me unless you're tracking my location.
And Nubian got my location.
And the moment it says Versa has stopped sharing with you,
look,
it's over.
And I got a key. Oh, it's a wrap.
Somebody going to say on Facebook, talking about someone, when a girl, dang, what did he say? When a girl says something she really trying to, see, oh, FaceTime me. When a girl say FaceTime me, she really just trying to. She don't want to. She don't miss you.
She was trying to
see. I said lies. He was like, I know you lie. I said no because his location shared with me, sweetie. So when I'm FaceTiming him, I just want to see him. I know where. Yeah, I know where he leave and I know when he arrives. So I don't care. Where you at?
How you doing?
Yeah.
Yeah. You wish
you go. Well, your location been shared. Oh, they know when you come. When you coming and leaving?
Cut
that
shit off.
Nah, don't cut it off. No, don't cut it off. That's not. They gonna get mad. Why would you cut it off?
I
want to
be a better person, and you're not sharing.
You said you want to be a better husband.
Better husband, better father.
So leave it on.
Leave it on.
Is this Sunday? Where can I get the Monday first?
Baby steps. So we gonna start this on Monday, okay? You can live in your faults. That's all right. Hey, no judgment.
I'm happy in my
I just learned something new today. So you didn't know that they can see that?
No.
I'm sorry.
I just remember she could do it. Calculator was swiping the numbers.
Oh, yeah.
What can you do with the calculator? Oh, something
my phone's dead.
What can you do? Show me.
Show me as
this man hurries up to pull out the.
What you doing?
What happens? Well, apparently we're going to learn something new, you guys.
After this is
right,
over.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we'll wait till later.
So my goal of the week is to be slow to anger, slow to respond.
You get angry?
At work.
You seem like you're an angry type person, too.
You heard me say you get angry. We've been friends for 15 years.
Mad at folks at the farm.
He don't get angry.
We get irritated.
He gets irritated and he
He's
gets angry.
Ladies.
who you come up with this
thing? Who raised you?
It's because you like skin.
Any be more men than women.
On the plan B?
They come ask for the plan B. Like
I
the girls said
like
the
I mean,
the
that's because you know. Huh?
It's $60.
It's always the men who go get it.
I haven't taken a plan B.
I've never taken a plan B.
Since, like, for like, in like, 10 years.
I've never taken one.
I took one. I remember exactly where I was
I
at.
I took one too.
Right there off one. Charlotte.
Greg, I would hope you hadn't taken a plan B.
You gotta win some, lose some.
So you win some, you lose some.
Oh, gosh.
Newbie, you took a plan B?
Okay, cool.
Plan C?
D and E?
I don't even have plan D, so let alone, like.
That went over the head.
Greg said that went over the head.
Really, to be like slow to anger is quick to peace, because I be at wit's end. Lady, like, what's your goal?
Not to choke. Ooh, over here.
Yeah.
Obviously.
You okay?
It's holy cat.
My goal is I can't breathe.
I need you to inhale, baby girl, baby girl.
Smoking them tweeds.
Man.
Smoking
stuck.
Them tweeds.
Okay.
Smoke some weed. That's your go.
Oh, child. So I've been kind of thinking about getting back in school.
Interesting.
So my goal is to look more stuff on that. I'm tired of driving to Lebanon, so I want to look for a new job. That would be the next goal. And that's about it. I need to stop remembering to take my iron pills, too.
Hey, sister girl.
Recent back on the track. What's your goal of the week?
To be more motivated.
To be what?
More motivated.
Oh, okay.
I have become really lazy.
About
have you?
No. You'd be surprised. I've become really lazy.
I won't.
Laundry is not at the top at all. Never at the top. Laundry is definitely never a priority in life, ever.
Just more motivated and more umph about a lot of things within myself. Let's say passionate, just because when I do something I'm passionate about, it, it's just more so me getting the energy or the push to do it.
So less
so I want to be, because I love procrastination. So I'm not going to say. So, for example, like last week, I worked out for an hour.
That's good.
One day?
Yeah, hey, baby steps, bitch.
That's no, I thought she was going to say, like, for the week. I was like, oh, a day a week?
This, hey, if I could work out one day this week, that'd be twice in shit years. But I am active at the airport, too, so it's a little different.
Yeah, because mama collect all her rings when she at the airport.
You know. But, yeah, to be more motivated this week.
Greg said he wanted to say something else.
Go ahead, Greg.
I want to thank y'all for having me on today.
Aww. You being light-skinned.
Don't be like that, G. I wish y'all nothing but success. I'm glad to be a fan of y'all show. Woo-hoo. Y'all even got my coworkers watching y'all show when it's
was it episode 10?
That's when
it was nine. Is that
Dr. Jackson? Dr. Jackson, y'all have my coworkers going live, G. But I thank y'all for having me. I wish y'all nothing but success. And y'all are dope as fuck, G.
Thank you.
Appreciate
that. Y'all. Appreciate that. All right. And we'll bring it to a close. Thank you guys for listening. Another episode. 14.
The three girls and the gay.
My favorite number.
15 and 16 are on my way.
Holla.
10 years from now, we'll still be on top. Yo, I thought I told you that we won't stop. Now what you gonna do with a school that got money much longer than yours? And a team much stronger than yours. Violate me, this a BOJ. We don't play, mess around, be DOA. Be on your way, cause it ain't enough time here. Ain't enough lime here for you to shine here. Deal with many women, but treat down fair. And I'm bigger than the city lights down in Times Square. Yeah, yeah, yeah. No info for the DEA. Federal agents mad cause I'm flagrant. Tap myself and the phone in the basement. My team supreme, stay clean. Triple beam, miracle dream. I be that. Catch a seat at all events bent. Gats and holsters, girls on shoulders. Playboy, I told ya. Me and Mike to me. Bruise too much, I lose too much. Step on stage, the girls boo too much. I guess it's cause you run with lame dudes too much. Me lose my touch, never that. If I did, ain't no problem to get the gap. Where the true players at? Throw your rollies in the sky. Waving side to side and keep your hands high while I give your girl an eye. Player please, lyrically, nigga C. B-I-G-B flossing, jig on the cover of Fortune. 500, it's my phone number, your man. I got the know, I got the dough. Got the flow down, pizzack. Platinum plus, like Zizak. Dangerous, on Trizak. Leave your ass pizzack.